you like eating leftovers?
Leftovers? Leftovers?
I get the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
Eat those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers.
Getting into the home stretch of the Maggie Dawn Show for this Thursday. John Peterson, Gordy Young in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon on the Civic Media Radio Network. And again, we might get to a call or two, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC.
And if you ever want to just, you know, wake up to politics in the morning, just find us on the Civic Media app.
Yeah, we're on every morning on WMDX in Madison from 6 to 8 a.m. and continuing to fill in for Maggie tomorrow. In fact, we're going to have a great guest tomorrow. It's Pat McBride. He wrote a terrific book called The Luckiest Boy in the World about his time as a bat boy with the Milwaukee Braves, I believe, before they became the Brewers. And then he opened him up to this whole sports world. Yeah. He met all these sports stars. And we thought with opening day today for the Major League Baseball, we're going to have him in tomorrow here on the Maggie Dawn Show.
All right.
Let's get back to Jim Santel.
Yeah, let's get your input on Signalgate. You know, I work for the census, the federal government, and we have a very, very, very tight system of communication. And something like this sounds crazy to me. You know, this is not app. Allowed.
Yeah, right, Signalgate app. Yeah.
Crazy, not allowed. And by the way, here's the other piece of it. I know this sounds hyperbolic. I know the defenses, they're pushing back, saying, well, the operation itself to bomb the Houthis in Yemen was successful. We don't know about other compromises. We won't know about those for years, candidly. And oh, by the way, no harm done here and all sorts of other things going on here. John, you got it just right. This is a very serious matter, not only for this particular instance, but also for what else may happen down there, down the road. And this is why there's something else that should happen. We have an attorney general. Her name is Pamela Bondi. She's got an obligation to initiate an investigation. We do not know exactly where it will go. It is unlikely that there was a crime committed here. It's hard to imagine that even the Pete Hegseths and others of the world intended purposefully to compromise the potentially the safety and security of our troops, potentially compromising this operation. But you know what? The Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C., Maine Justice should investigate this, determine whether there what happened here. There may be some civil penalties that need to be addressed. This is right in her bailiwick. And the question will come, and I think she's already answered this, where is that investigation? That's number one. Right, at the top of this list.
She's out there attacking the media, everybody for asking all these questions already. So
overstating the seriousness of this. Well, well, and again, I can speak as you the two of you know. Well, I spent just a little over 2 years in Iraq at 2006, 2008, and at the embassy, I was there as a state and Justice Department person. I was not in the military, working with rule of law, prisons, police, and judges to create their rule of law systems, but on a regular basis was exposed to and had to see classified information, highest levels, lower levels. Here's some stuff that, again, I remember well when I first saw this story break. I thought, why are they not using the normal mechanisms? There's a thing called a CIPRNet account, Secret Internet Protocol Router Network. I don't expect Calvin knows this, but I don't expect anybody else to know what the protocol means. It's a separate standalone on your desktop computer. It's got all kinds of things all over it, and it's the only mechanism through which you can communicate about classified information, sharing documents, communicating. There's also a thing called the Joint Worldwide Intelligent Communication System. Calvin knows that's JWICS as well. You can do that. And here's the other one that's out there that we do know about this as well. It's called the Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility. A SCIF, right? We've all heard about that. It's a room that's basically a hyperbaric chamber almost. It is within its own four walls. You can't bring your phone into it. And the notion is you can sit down and have a conversation with the people who are all also authorized to hear classified information. Mm-hmm. You can do all of that with absolute certainty that nobody can hear you, that it will not be disclosed to the public, and you've got secrecy and integrity to your Now, maybe some of that was done, but the point of all that is, if I had that in Iraq, in our Ramchek was in the Saddam's old palace, but putting this together, and that was many years ago, why are those systems not used for something as sensitive as the planning for bombing in Yemen? Yeah. And maybe some of that was, but again, many problems with, not the least of which is, do these people have the sophistication to know the mechanisms that should be used to ensure the integrity of our military operations? Apparently not. Apparently not. And that, too, should have Americans' hair on fire.
It really should. I mean, in the early days, of course, we had the cone of silence.
Right. Right. Get smart. Whatever happened to that?
Such a great idea, you know.
And it's today's skip. That's the cone of silence really is the skip. It's not an unreal thing. It's not just a joke. It is a real thing. The Secretary of Defense, does our Director of National Intelligence, do they know that? I hope so. I hope so. Are they going to follow that in the future?
Well, I don't think we're going to get a lot from Pam Bondi in any of this at all, as she is so tied in with Trump. It is just, it is really kind of sickening, actually. I'll be honest.
Right. But the committee hearings will continue, yes, though, it looks like. So
right. Yeah, at least that'll
a little
continue.
Glimmer of hope, yep, there.
And at minimum, a good questioning, people who are going to ask them about SCIFs and about JWICs and those kinds of things.
I hope so.
And ask, were those used? And if not, why not? And what happened here? That's the important point.
All right, Jim.
Jim Santel, thank you for joining us again.
Always
you
a
can
pleasure.
Listen to Jim every Saturday, right?
9 to 11.
Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's going to do it for us for today, but we'll be back tomorrow on the Maggie Dawn Show with our guest, Pat McBride. He's written a great book called The Luckiest Boy in the World, about sports.
And we've got an interview with Ben Wickler.
Yes, coming up tomorrow on the Maggie Dawn Show, Gordy Young and John Peterson. It's John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX. You can tune us in there, too. Have a great day. Dom Salvia is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bye now.